So we're in that time of year of graduations and saying goodbye at the end of school years. Of course, that looks different now, and I don't even know if kids still sign yearbooks. I know we did when throughout, you know, I remember whether it was grade school, junior high, or high school, you know, we have yearbook signing days, or we would do it in gym class, those last days of school, and sit down and trade the yearbook. And, you know, I was thinking this morning of some of those common ways that we would sign those yearbooks of let's stay in touch, knowing that probably you're not going to stay in touch, but you write it anyways, let's stay in touch, have a good summer, or, you know, that great advice of don't ever change. We would oftentimes see some cliche or trite advice written in yearbooks. Paul here and Jesus are giving, both of them are giving somewhat of a farewell. We know Jesus in the gospel. We've been walking through Jesus' farewell discourse. Paul today, he's telling those that he's going to be heading to Jerusalem, and it's probably going to be the end. He doesn't know what awaits him, but he's kind of being attentive to the way the Holy Spirit's working in his heart, and he knows pretty much that it's going to be the end. Trials, persecutions await him. And of course, we know it's his death and martyrdom. His advice here, not the cliche advice in a yearbook, but one of the advice that I think is coming off the pages here in the 20th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, is when he says, "I served the Lord with all humility and with tears and trials that came to me because of plots of the Jews. And even with that, I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit and from teaching you in public or in your homes." I think of approval in of itself is not a bad thing. You know, to be affirmed, the desire to be affirmed by especially people that we respect is a normal human desire that we have. I want to have this person's approval. I want to be affirmed by them. It's a natural, healthy human desire. But it's the craving of approval that can turn harmful. The craving of approval that can lead to sputtering and even darkness. So it's the pursuit of praise. It's the pursuit of praise that comes from man rather than God. So just imagine if Paul was a man that sought the approval of others. If he sought out and his heart really was seeking praise of his, at the time, his former ones that he were in work with, the scribes and Pharisees, he wouldn't say it was for your benefit for teaching you, whether in public or homes. No, he said he did not shrink from telling what was for your benefit, even in the midst of the things that brought tears and trials. Imagine any saint. Today we celebrate Philip Neri, known as the second apostle of Rome during the time of the Reformation. The way he evangelized, one time he was known for being a little bit of a jokester, and he shaved once half his beard. So he would be walking around with just one side of his face with a beard and the other half shaven so as to have a connection and a point of conversation with children and teens to bring the gospel to them. He wasn't concerned about seeking gaining the approval of men. And so, for many of us, this is a real struggle. Many of us are slaves to what others think of us. And on a daily basis, we can act and talk in such a way that's what the guiding motivation for the way we talk and act is: seeking the approval and praise of men. You just even think of how the tendency we can say yes to somebody when we really should say no. I know this is often a temptation for me. I want this person to know, I want this person to respect me. I want this person to know that I would do this for them. So even though I should say no to this request, I say yes anyways. And we can't know what others think, but to really know what it is that God thinks of us, there's the linchpin to hold things together. To prevent us from really caring about what others think of us, we stay rooted in what God thinks of us. And in the gospel today is this farewell discourse. We're progressing along it as we enter into today, chapter 17. There's a break from Jesus' discourse, as before he's talking straight to his disciples, and today he stops talking to his disciples, and his eyes raise to heaven, and he speaks to his Father. And the focus here, we really see what is at the heart of Jesus. As he speaks to his Father, he prays for his disciples. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, Father, the one true God, into whom you have sent Jesus Christ. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours. Do you and I really believe that this morning? That we are his, we're the Father's. To the extent that I really do believe that I am his, that I'm the Father's, that Jesus here, I really know the heart of Jesus as he turns his eyes to heaven and prays for me. To the extent that that goes deeper, is the less that my pull to impress others, that diminishes. The pull to seek the praise of fellow men falls to the wayside when I am further rooted in the reality that I am his.